All right, we are back. I don't know what I can add to say about Duke Ellington other than he was probably the most important American musician of the 20th century. The contributions he made to American music, not just jazz, but American music, are significant. Trying to pick what tunes to play by Ellington is really like trying to say which Beatle tune that you want to pick. There are over 500 tunes that are associated that either he composed or his band made popular. I decided I would go back very early to about 1923 and play two recordings of a band that we now know of as the Duke Ellington Band, but when it started out, it was known as the Washingtonians, and they were led by a banjo player. Duke Ellington, of course, was from Washington. We're going to listen to two tunes. One of them is called the Cotton Club Stomp, and the second is Jungle Nights in Harlem. Duke Ellington liked to refer to his music as jungle music. He really fed into this thing as it being something really exotic. We're going to jump forward a couple of years to 1932, listen to It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. The vocalist on this is Ivy Anderson. We're going to start hearing a lot of Johnny Hodges on these recordings. Once we get into the 30s, it's Johnny Hodges on the alto saxophone. Interestingly enough, Johnny Hodges played with Duke Ellington for over 30 years. That's one of the things that keeps coming back. We see some of these bands that have personnel that stick around for a long time. We're going to hear Caravan, and then I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. This will be what we listen to from the early Ellington. I'm going to try to run the gamut. Going to try to get some small group Ellington and even some Ellington playing some modern jazz. There are some recordings with Ellington playing with John Coltrane and Max Roach and Charles Mingus, and we're going to try to get to those. So our first four cuts, and then we'll take a little break.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our famous Cotton Club. It's great to see so many friends here tonight enjoying themselves in spite of the cover charge. And if you can spare a minute from your merrymaking, I'd like to have the pleasure of introducing the greatest living master of jungle music, the rip-roaring harmony hound, none other than Duke Ellington. Take your bow, Dukey. First number tonight's going to play a brand-new little tune entitled The Cotton Club Stomp. Let her go. Peoria. You never listen to so much music, admit it. This certainly is a gala night. Tables filled with smiling faces. Everybody happy, plenty of dancing for all of us. Which reminds us, have you ever heard Dookie play that low-down Misty Morning? Let her go!
Thank you.
night, what a night.
Thank you.
Before we first take our first break, I just want to let you know who you've been listening to. In this early Duke Ellington band, there are a couple of people who stand out. Cootie Williams on trumpet, Bubber Miley on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on the alto sax, Harry Carney on the tenor sax. In this early band was Wellman Broad on the bass and Sonny Greer on the drums. Wellman Broad, we know, played on a lot of early jazz recordings, even some of these Dixieland recordings. We're going to move forward into the 1950s, and the Ellington Band was working all through there, but I chose to hear some from the 30s and from the 50s. When we come back, we're going to start with 1952, and Ellington has another soloist in his band by the name of Paul Gonzalez. I'm pretty sure that last week in class, I let everybody hear that classic Paul Gonzalez solo from the Newport Jazz Festival, 57 or so, where he takes about 23 choruses on a blues. But we're going to come back and hear one of the classic Ellington compositions. Everybody, when they think about Ellington, they think about Take the A Train. So when we come back, we're going to start with that.